Biz Dash Bob. Make sure you put the dash in there because he just dashes everywhere. All right, so you have a favorite word for, is it a word we could actually say on the radio? A favorite word for describing messed up QuickBooks.
Well,
I'm losing it.
For some people, it's probably quicksand.
All right, so what's your favorite word?
Spaghetti.
That's not so bad. You could actually say that on the radio, too.
Yeah, you know, you can have different forms of spaghetti. You know, you can have the long, stringy noodles, or you can have the fat noodles, and you can put different kinds of sauces on there. And it just seems like there's a lot of different forms of spaghetti out there that you can get in the QuickBooks world. I can guarantee you that.
You know, I guess people, we want, first of all, we want it now, right? We want it all fixed and we want everything to work well. But you got to, with everything, you got to build a good foundation. You have to have good processes to make these tools work for you, right? And you got to follow the rules.
Yeah, you got to follow the rules. The other part is just training. Simple training. I was talking with somebody a couple days ago and, down in Montgomery, and I remoted in with their permission, of course, because you can't remote in without somebody's permission, and I looked at their QuickBooks for about 45 minutes or so, and it was a perfect example of spaghetti, and most of it was because they just were never really trained by anybody on how to properly enter and check themselves as they are working. And it's clearly a matter of training. It's really, really what it comes down to in a lot of cases.
So you're one of those, you're the spaghetti cutter. We gotta have it's like Ghostbusters, you know, the spaghetti buster.
Yeah, spaghetti busters. The untangling of a spaghetti is really somewhat warlike.
The spaghetti wrangler. We're going to come up with something that's just awesome, and you're just going to go, people are going to go, wow, hey, that's pretty cool. I need him coming in. Hey, seriously, you can help people kind of get back on track here with all kind of checkups and everything else. How do they get in touch with Biz-Bob?
Well, you can add a .com to that. It works really great. Biz-Bob.com, or give us a call at 256-337-5200.
Rules.